You are listening to KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island and on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or on the KVSH app. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks so much for joining me for some music today. On Beyond Category, I typically play different genres, different styles, and some music from around the world. But as this show is recorded late in March, which is Women's History Month, I'm going to do something a little different and focus on five women musicians who I hope will not be lost to history, though there has been a danger that they will be. The first of these women is maybe the most glaring example. It's Hazel Scott, who is a musical icon in the United States, but who has been largely forgotten due to her blacklisting during the MacArthur era. Scott was born in Trinidad and came to the United States at age 4. She was a prodigy, admitted to the famous Juilliard School at 8 years old. In the 1930s and 40s, she was a famous jazz piano player and singer and was known for jazzing the classics, that is, adding improvisations to well-known classical songs. And she was also the first Black American to have a syndicated TV show. She was also outspoken against race discrimination, and in the 50s, she was called before the Un-American Activities Committee and was blacklisted, losing most of her livelihood. She moved to Paris in 1957 and remained there until 1967. There's a great documentary about Hazel Scott that has just been put out on PBS. It's called The Disappearance of Miss Scott, which shows all of this and her truly amazing piano playing. Here are first two examples of Scott jazzing the classics and then her interpretation of the great jazz standard, Round Midnight. Thank you. On KVSH, those beautiful piano stylings, as they often say on the radio, that was the great Hazel Scott playing the iconic Round Midnight from an album of the same name, and before that, two from her album Swinging the Classics from 1949. The first one was Ritual Fire Dance, and the second was an amazing, really fast performance and improvisation of Bach's two-part invention in A minor. Hazel Scott, incredible piano player. The second example of women musicians whom history should not forget, on this show anyway, Mary Lou Williams, great piano player, composer, and arranger. Williams, who lived between 1910 and 1981, spanned much of the history of jazz and co-led with better-known men many of the advances in jazz, from stride and boogie-woogie to swing to bop to modern jazz. She was a mentor to the likes of greats such as Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk, and probably gave them a lot of their revolutionary ideas. Williams was a master arranger and considered possibly the best pianist of her day. She's remembered in jazz circles, but should certainly be more widely known. You'll hear three songs played by Mary Lou Williams. I'll tell you about the second two after the set, but first, from her album from 1975, Free Spirits, here is the great Dat Dare. Thank you. On KVSH, remembering the incredible dynamic piano playing of Mary Lou Williams, who, as I said, was also a great composer and especially incredible arranger. You just heard Offertory Meditation from her Sodal Recital 1978 at the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland. Before that, you heard Cool Bonga from the 1964 album Black Christ of the Andes. Williams followed a very religious path later in life, and that was one of her albums giving thanks to her religion. Before that, you heard from Free Spirits. You heard Dat Dare. You are listening to Beyond Category on KVSH LPFM 101.9 on Vashon Island or in the KVSH app or at voiceofvashon.org. This is John Midgley, your host. Thanks for sitting in with me. And speaking of voiceofvashon.org, at the website, you can get archived shows of all the music shows that play on Voice of Vashon, and there are many great ones, by going to the new website and clicking on Tune In and then Radio Shows, and you can find your favorite shows. If you enjoy this show or other shows, check that out. You can listen on demand. And if you do enjoy the show or other shows, we would appreciate you considering donating to Voice of Vashon. We rely on listeners for our support. Thanks for listening and appreciate your support. Continuing on this version of Beyond Category, lifting up the legacy of some women musicians who I'm trying to keep from falling into obscurity, I'm next going to highlight a couple of singers. Tell you about the first one here and the other one after the set. Sheila Jordan is still around at age 96, amazingly, and was recording still until fairly recently. But again, she may not be as well known as she should be. Her first album, Portrait of Sheila, was released by the famous Blue Note label in 1963, and at that time was the only album led by a woman to be released in that era by Blue Note, which testifies both to Jordan's greatness, but also, no doubt, to Blue Note's blinders. Why weren't they recording Mary Lou Williams, for example, who you just heard? Jordan's unique singing is highlighted here in three selections. The first from her performance with saxophonist Jane Bunnett on the great song You Must Believe in Spring, and then two from 1963's Portrait of Sheila, Willow Weep for Me, and the wonderful Baltimore Oriole, lifting up Sheila Jordan on Beyond Category.
Just as a tree is sure its leaves will reappear. It knows its emptiness is just a time of year. The frozen mountain dream. Streams, how crystal clear it seems. You must believe in spring. You must believe in love and trust it's on its way. Just as the sleeping rose awakes the kiss of May, so in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. You must believe in spring. Listen to my plea. Baltimore Oriole took a look at the mercury 40 below. No life for a lady to be dragging her feathers around in the snow, leaving her mate. She flew straight to the Tangipahoa, where two diamond jaybirds met the divine missile. I'd like to revel his plumage, Baltimore Oriole. Messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now, and they could happen things. Send her back home, home ain't home without her warbling, I know. Make a lonely man happy, Baltimore. A Baltimore Oreo, she messed around with that jaybird till he singed her wing. Forgiving is easy, it's a woman like now, and then could happen things. Send her back home, home ain't home without a woman, I know. Make a lonely man happy, Baltimore. Come on down from your bar, fly on home got rhythm, I got music, I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? I got daisies in green pastures. I got my man. Who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door. I got starlight, I got sweet dreams. I got my man, who could ask for anything more? I'll never ask for anything more.
My love, get out of town. Be good to me, please. Why wish me harm? Why not retire to a farm and be contented to charm the birds off the trees? Just disappear. I care for you much too much. And when you are near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down. So on your mark, get set, get out of town. To charm the birds off the trees. Just disappear. I care for you much too much. And when you're near, close to me, dear, we touch too much. The thrill when we meet is so bittersweet that, darling, it's getting me down.
On KVSH, those last two songs were the great Lena Horne with I Got Rhythm and Get Out of Town from Lena Horne's Greatest Hits is the album. Like Hazel Scott, who I talked about at the opening of the show, Horne was an outspoken black woman working on civil rights issues in the middle of the 20th century, and she was blacklisted during the McCarthy era. After being a very successful Hollywood actress, she was pretty much blacklisted in Hollywood. She was also, as you heard, a great singer who became later one of the most popular singers in the United States. She should be remembered for all of her work, Lena Horne. Before that, Sheila Jordan, still kicking in her 90s, but worth hearing often as well. I just love that third song of hers, Baltimore Oriole. It's just one of the great jazz songs from my standpoint. Great song. Before that, Willow Weep for Me and You Must Believe in Spring, all from Sheila Jordan. My final woman who should not be forgotten during Women's History Month or any other time is Melba Liston. Liston was a tremendous trombonist during the mid-20th century, but is best known for her really tremendous skills as an arranger for many people, but most fruitfully for the great pianist Randy Weston, who was influenced by African music and brought a lot of music from Africa to the United States. From Melba Liston, you will hear first a song she arranged and also plays trombone on, Weston's Little Niles, from an album of the same name from 1959, on which Langston Hughes, of all people, wrote the liner notes. You can really hear on this song the unique horn arrangements that Liston did. And after that, you will hear, very appropriately for this tribute to women and Black History Month, Randy Weston's In Memory Of, arranged by Melba Liston. First, here is Little Niles. Thank you.
Thank you.
In Memory Of, arranged by Melba Liston, In Memory Of Melba Liston, In Memory Of Lena Horne, Mary Lou Williams, Hazel Scott, and Lifting Up Sheila Jordan for Women's History Month. Thanks so much for listening to Beyond Category. This is John Midgley, your host. Enjoy the music, and I'll see you next time.